Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you're on this present moment. This is Eric Castillo here with another beautiful episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. And today I have a synchronicity podcast. Man, today's been a synchronistic day. It's been a wild week too because earlier in the week, somebody gifted me a pin for my coat. And it said, Fathers Matter, right? And they were telling me why fathers matter, right? Like how we're supposed to be, you know, father figures and how our role as a father is important. You know, and a lot of times we think about, we overlook that, right? How, you know, mothers are the main source of raising the child and a lot of things, right, that the women carry. And it's true, right? Women are very important. But also, they wanted to make sure that fathers matter. You know, that the fathers know that, hey, man, your word counts too. Your point of views, your good attributes, all the stuff that you want to bring to the table, it means a lot. So I wore it on that day. And, you know, I was repping it. And then today, I went to several doctor's offices for my job, right? I work and I visit doctors and pediatricians per se. And so they work with a lot of young children. And randomly, I just showed up randomly to these different offices. Like, I wasn't even supposed to be going today, but something urgent came up. So I had to go pick up some documents, you know, some medical records. So I'm on my way doing my little journey, you know, traveling to different doctor's offices in the morning routine. And I'm going and I pull up to the first doctor and I go in the elevator. As I exit the elevator, there's a gentleman with a little baby. And I was like, whoa, cool. No mom around, just the dad and the baby. That's awesome. I keep on walking and going to the doctor to pick up the medical records. Then I leave and I get down in the elevator. As I'm going down the elevator, there's another gentleman alone with a little baby, like months old, like tiny baby. And we had a little discussion, little interaction as I was going down. We were talking about, like, hey, man, it seems like all the dads are with the babies today. He's like, yeah, you know, I had to come through because, you know, well, they gave birth to my baby. So I got to hook her up and try to take the baby to the appointments and stuff. And we're like, wow, it's pretty fun. And I told him that it was a second time that I saw a father with a baby by himself. So I go to the next doctor and I'm walking in, nothing, there's no one there, just the front office, and I'm talking to them about the records and stuff. As I'm about to leave, another dad walks in with a baby days old, maybe weeks old. And I'm like, bro, this is weird. Three dads, 15 minutes apart from each other, and they're all with the kids and the babies. Just them and the babies, no moms around. I thought that was pretty fresh. I was like, man, that's awesome. That's awesome. And I was like, man, just thinking about it, like, that's synchronicity at an all-time high. Like, what's going on here? So then, all right, I go to the next doctor. Like, after my lunch hour, I went to go eat, you know, and then after my lunch hour, I went to go see another doctor. And I pull up. No, man, nothing. I think there was a mom there with a couple of kids, but no dads yet. No dads yet, right? As I'm leaving that doctor, two dudes, separate from each other, are walking in with the babies. The carriers and everything. Like, they're walking with the carriers. They're by themselves. No mom around. Each one separately, not even together. I was like, dude, that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Five dads independently with their babies. I was like, fathers matter, man. Like, I don't know what happened here. If it's like the women, it's a women's chill day before Mother's Day. Y'all got to take the babies to the appointments day. I don't know, but that's what it seemed like. I was like, this is freaking awesome, man. I usually visit all these doctors. I never, hardly ever see a dad by himself with a baby. It's usually the mom and the dad, or the mom by herself, or the grandma with the babies. but it's never really the dad by himself. So yeah, I saw these dudes today. It was pretty fun to see for the dads to be taking part of this experience, for them to be able to take their kids and really understand what's going on with their health, you know, with the doctors and keeping up with the appointments. Because I know that every time I walk into the doctor's office, it's usually the moms, right? And it's stressful in there. Sometimes there's a lot of kids crying. It's packed. Sometimes, like, there's chaos and commotion going on. And, like, it's not the most pleasant experience waiting for your doctor's appointment. So I give props to the dads who took advantage of taking their kids today. Maybe their wives have to do something. Maybe they had a job interview. Maybe they had a leisure time. Maybe they had an appointment. Or maybe they just had to do something at home. But they came through. And like I said, I don't know if it was a day that all the women got in the same page. Obviously, there was women with their kids today. I saw a bunch of them. But it was kind of odd that I was like, wait, what's going on here, man? This is the fifth dad that I see with his baby. What's going on? Like, are the moms like in the same page here? Like, they're like, hey, we're not gonna go, you guys go. Or what is it? Like, you take the child to the doctor day, dads take the child to the doctor day? I don't know, man, but it looks pretty fun that we're able to, you know, share that experience and come through for the moms, for the wifeys. But yeah, man, I just want to share that real quickly. What do y'all think? Do you think that should be done more often? Do you think we do it enough? Or, you know, do you guys understand the roles that sometimes we have to play? Because sometimes we're, you know, heavily involved with work, that as a provider, sometimes we're the ones working. Sometimes the females are not working, or vice versa. But I think we need to be conscious that if we can help out in some form or fashion, our significant others, you know, our wives, that we can come through sometimes for them. We're like, hey, you know what? It's my day off. No, you know what? You stay here. I'll take the baby to the doctor. Don't worry about it. You do what you got to do. You know, yeah, go outside, do what to relax, go to the gym, go do your nails, go do your hair. You know what? Go shopping or something. I'll take the baby to the doctor. I know it's not easy for us to say that, because sometimes we're like, we need our rest as well. But let's think about our significant others, and every so often, maybe we can come through for them, you know? Not all the time, because I know we're busy people. We work a lot. But whenever, cuando se pueda, you know, whenever we can, why not? And I was just kind of tripped out, man, that all in within the span of 2 hours, 3 hours, I saw this unravel in front of me. I was like, what the hell's going on, man? Like, that's strange. That's weird. Dad with a baby day. Oh, man, that's cool, man. And we need to make that a day. What's today? April 25th, Dad's with a baby day. I don't know, man. It was fun to see that happen. And I just wanted to talk about that real quickly. Y'all can shoot an email, send me a comment. I'll put a little, maybe like a little survey here, post survey, so y'all can fill it out and answer a question and see what y'all think. But yeah, man, that's all I want to talk about today. It's a quick one. Thank y'all for tuning in. Remember, we are not a brand. We are a frequency.